I'm Steve Carmody, Michigan Radio News. This is a big weekend for film fans, but the movies honored this weekend at the Oscars may be the last ones to be in theaters as actual films, and that's bad news for many small neighborhood and drive-in movie theaters in Michigan. The Friday night crowd is gathering in the lobby of the Sun Theater in Williamston. Everyone seems to know everyone else at this small, one-screen neighborhood movie house.
Paige is coming, and Cheryl and Giselle Miller. I'm just the first one. I thought there would be, I thought we would have a hard time getting seats because this is a big movie.
From the low ticket prices to very affordable concessions, the Sun Theater is a throwback, and that's especially true for what's at the top of the stairs at the rear of the theater. 35mm film is flickering through a projector, which shines that night's movie onto the silver screen. It's basically the way films have been shown for 100 years, but that's about to end. For around a decade, movie studios have been transitioning from film to digital projection systems. Instead of multiple reels of film, a digital copy is simply downloaded into a computer at the theater. Now, movie studios plan to stop distributing movies on 35mm film entirely this year. Movie theater chains made the transition to digital projection systems a long time ago, but small local movie theaters like the Sun and Williamston are scrambling to raise the money they need to replace their old film projectors. Mike Doyle fears the digital transition will lead more of Michigan's neighborhood movie theaters to shut their doors. The former Michigan State University professor is an aficionado on Michigan's old movie theaters. He says back in 1947, there were 355 neighborhood movie houses in Michigan. By 2000, that number had dropped to about 70. Mike Doyle says many small neighborhood and drive-in movie theaters may not be able to afford the new digital projection systems, which cost about $80,000 to $100,000.
The expense of converting over to this new system is quite prohibitive for some of these theaters that have no cash flush to even sort of start it out.
The Michigan Economic Development Corporation is looking at options to see what, if anything, can be done to assist local movie theaters with the cost of the transition. But as of now, the theater owners are on their own. For those small theaters making the transition, there may be another problem. The technology itself. Ben Mankiewicz knows something about movies. He's not only a host on cable TV's Turner Classic Movies, his grandfather won an Oscar for the screenplay for Citizen Kane. Mankiewicz says the digital movie experience in many ways replicates the home TV experience, and that's not a good thing.
You're losing that certain kind of sort of texture and depth and look. And really, in many ways, what made film different from television.
Mankiewicz does see a positive side. He says since it costs movie companies less to distribute movies, digital may allow a wider range of movies to be shown in more theaters. Dan Robitaille's family has owned the Sun Theater in Williamston for more than 30 years. He's optimistic about the future of the local movie house. Robitaille says the community has helped raise most of the $80,000 needed to buy and install the theater's new digital projection system. He hopes to have it in place by this summer. Robitaille expects the Sun will remain much the same, with one difference.
The one thing you're not going to see as 35mm goes away is a movie's called a flick, because you see a frame go through, flick, 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 flick. And that's what, why it was always called a flick. And that's going to go away, because you're not really going to see that much of the frames going through the light.
And that leads to a question. Can you really still call them films when there really is no actual film involved? I'm Steve Carmody, Michigan Radio News.